You too.
Okay, old business.
Our first case of old business this evening is case number 12,291. John and Colleen Girard seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.34, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Discussion. Comments? Refresh my memory.
So they were asking for an 18-foot variance, and we've been shown that they could reach the same goal by only granting a 10-foot variance.
Okay.
But they don't have any. These are sketches proposed. It's nothing, you know, in stone, but it can be changed. And as one of the, so the 18-foot is not the minimum variance that will afford relief. It can be done with a 10-foot variance, is my belief.
That's what they said too, right?
They can make it work. Yeah, those people that didn't have anything.
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yep. They said it to make it work.
For the same size house?
Yes.
Same square feet.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I beg your pardon.
No, it's not becoming of you. No, I'm joking. I'm just trying to be funny. Obviously not. Okay, well, if there's no other discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve case number 12,291 for John and Colleen Girard for a variance of 10 feet from the front yard setback. I note that this approval is for less than the 18-foot variance requested by the applicants. My motion is to approve the 10-foot variance is for the following reasons. The property is unique in size, shape, and condition. The lot is undersized, shallow, and a portion of the rear of the lot is underwater. The variance of 10 feet is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Since a portion of the rear yard is underwater, the house needs to be moved closer to the front yard in order to fit for a reasonably sized home. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the lot's unique conditions, not by the applicants. The variance of 10 feet will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance of 10 feet will significantly reduce the existing nonconformity on the property and was not objected to by neighbors who opposed the 18-foot variance. The variance of 10 feet is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. While it is clear that a variance from the front yard setback is necessary to enable the applicants to construct a reasonably sized home, the applicants must demonstrate that the variance is the minimum variance necessary for them to afford relief. The opposition has proved in this case that a lesser variance is appropriate. The applicants admitted that they are still designing the home, and it is clear from their proposal that they did not utilize the side yard setback of 5 feet to maximize their building envelope. The opposition presented clear evidence that a reasonably sized home with the same square footage as the applicant's home could fit within a building envelope with a 10-foot variance rather than an 18-foot variance. The 10-foot variance is thus the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and is the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Done. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second by roll call vote. Mr. Calloway.
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye. For those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye. For my reasons.
And I too for the reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, the case is approved.
With modifications.
With modifications.